From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. As this bulletin goes to air in most locations on a Sunday morning, Ipswich Wison Group is again providing safety communications to runners taking part in the rescheduled Mount Glorious Trail event. Following this event, Ipswich Wison will then take a break until the next event next year will be the Mount Glorious Trail on April 28, 2024. At the club's October business meeting, we might have set a record for approving new memberships. A total of five were endorsed as new members. Welcome to the club, Paul, VK4PMC, Brett, VK4DSN, Alan, VK4AJG, Mike, VK4MAQ, and Christopher, VK4CAP. John, VK4MUD, will open the clubhouse on Saturday, November 18 at 1400 hours for anyone who'd be interested in using and working the club's HF receiver and beam, and possibly working some local stations and DX stations as well. If you're new to amateur radio, call in and see what you can work. In other news from Ipswich, the Christmas barbecue will again be held at Colo Gardens Picnic Area from 10 a.m. on November 25. Members, friends and visiting amateurs are very welcome to attend. Barbecues are available, and a reminder, it's BYO food, drinks and chairs. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9.30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. To reuse the old TV programme title, well, that was the week that was. If you want to upset many amateurs, you turn off the bands, and when the CME-induced flare hit, the HF bands were placed in recess. Then, just to prove the point that private infrastructure isn't as mighty as the advertisements portray it, a second-largest telco had a very furrowed brow and red face on Wednesday, when all its services were removed from functional to failed in the early morning of that day. It really must have been serious, as the Minister for Communications actually appeared on radio and television to suggest that Optus should do better. Moving along now, I wonder how many of us have considered the benefits of incentives. I mean, not only the awards contest places for those who are fondly known as paper hangers, but to the average amateur whose interest lies in other areas of this wide cluster of pursuits. I know that we have a series of awards given out by the WIA, but what about local recognition and providing an information stream to encourage people? At times I think we can be too parochial and restrictive in what is made available to people, and we need to recognise that there are many more amateur radio operators than there are club members or members of the WIA. It is well and good to provide ways for club members to get recognition within the club, and even to read the honours lists and be able to say, "Hey, she's one of us, she's a ham," when we see that they have been gonged. However, is there a way that we can do this and include all local amateur cohort in the recognition? Personally, I think that being able to nominate others for recognition is important, and being able to share with the community is of great benefit to our hobby as well. When it is within the boundary of a small organisation, it may be less effective if the majority aren't embraced in the scheme. Should we be able to set up a way of recognising people and potentially put their achievements out to the local media, even get pictures of them receiving a token such as a plaque or certificate, which can feature in the local media and perhaps amateur radio magazine? Now, I'm not suggesting that we replace any methods of recognition that clubs give their members, but can we do this as well? There are many things that can provide a sense of camaraderie and maybe a presentation of the golden sausage to the member who has felt best support at the sausage sizzle fundraising is as worthy as of praise as is a president's award, and maybe it would get more involvement in social activities amongst members. What I'm trying to do is encourage the brainstorming that suits people locally, and which encourages participation in more facets of amateur radio. I think that's a good thing. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.